later.
Yeah, it's fine now.
The reason that we are having the discussion with you in the way that we are, and we can feel that we're evoking some defensiveness from you because you are certain that you're in a good feeling place, and you present yourself both in words and in energy, and you ask a question that's not only a very deep question for you, but one that many others would benefit by hearing a response to. And we explain to you that the making of the list, even, is an attitude of not really trusting the stream. And some will say, now, wait a minute, Abraham, you've encouraged us to make lists. You've encouraged us to get a creation box. You've encouraged us to write down what we want and why we want it. And we say, yes, we have. We do encourage all of that focus. But you reach this place eventually where you understand that your life has caused you to create the list, and your now is the time that you allow the list that you've been created to come into place. And so now what we're wanting you to understand is that the best, the most effective use of your time is using whatever trick or method or process you can conjure in order to come into alignment. And coming into alignment before action is always more beneficial than coming into alignment during action or coming into alignment after action. That's what all of that is about for you. When you sat down and you said, I have a list and most of it is completed, you established yourself fully because that really is the vibration of your being. And so, yes, you are a very happy person. But when you say, could I be happier? We have to say yes. Could I be more centered? We have to say yes. Could I be more in alignment more of the time? We have to say yes. Does that mean you're in a wrong place? Absolutely not. It means that you're eagerly eating up life, but there's always vibrational room for improvement. We promise you, we would not seek you out in a room like this or a room that was as large as the numbers of people on the planet. We would not seek you out and say, pardon here, but we see that there's some room for improvement and we would like to tell you what to do. We see you as tuned in, tapped in, turned on most of the time. But you come here saying, how can I make it better? And the thing that you must do to make it better is live more in the now. And we are speaking specifically to you. Let go of the lists. Understand that the lists have been made and put all of your emphasis upon allowing. And even though you say that you are feeling really good and you argued for all of that and we understand everything about that, we can still feel that there is this awareness of things that are missing in your life. And it is a palpable vibration. It is a vivid vibration. And you can't cover it up by spontaneously jumping off bridges. In other words, there's a sort of zeal that happens. It's like, I'm happy, and I'm willing to do everything I can physically to prove to everyone how happy I am. And we want your happiness to be a more private, internal energy alignment thing. In other words, you don't have to jump off bridges, and it's fine that you do. We love that you wanted to do that. But there is so much zest for life to be lived in far less jumping off bridges kind of ways, you see. And so even the fact that you're jumping off of a bridge is a little bit of an indication that you're looking for something that you haven't been able to find in normal places. And we want you to understand that in so many normal places, there is as much exhilaration as jumping off bridges will bring you. Is that making some sense to you? It is to everyone else.
Yeah, good.
It's a little bit of trying too hard. It's a little bit of wanting so much to make sure that I'm getting it in. Even the fact that you slipped your age into the conversation is a little bit of an indication of awareness of limitation of time, maybe, or pondering all of that. And we just want you to know that you're doing extremely well, and you just have these very minor kinks to work out. And what they are all about is about trying too hard, going after it too hard, believing more in the action part of the equation than the energy alignment part of the equation. For example, it is our absolute knowing that you could sit on a bridge with nobody else around, come into alignment with who you are, and have a greater thrill than jumping off the bridge, you see. So what's our message? Stop jumping off bridges? Not at all. Stop looking for the kick you're looking for through action and find it through energy alignment. So then when you say, I hardly do anything except